can they do?
All right, so let's review again, okay? So to make sure this way I don't get bothered by Ellie and spend 25 minutes having to repeat myself. So again, the Mishnah tells us the following. First, the Mishnah tells us that what's the method to ensure you have food for Shabbos when Yontov comes out on Friday? So you make a 5-gallon pot of soup, right, that you're making for Yontov, and you say, whatever's left over, right, 2 gallons will be left over, I can use that on Shabbos. And Rashi points out, that's not a problem of Harama. Okay, good. And then the Mishnah tells us, I don't care if Rashi had that gears or not, you also, or there's another method, which is Erev Tavshilin. So what do? Well, we don't really know all the mechanics yet, but basically the idea is that on Thursday, you have, you have foods that are cooked before Yontov, and you rely on that to cook for on Shabbos. Okay. I know I'm cheating because that's really Ravashi, not Rava. Right? Okay. Fine. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Menanimili. The Gemara wants to know before Chazal see a problem. The problem is the first method is not working, that people are forgetting about Shabbos. They're not making food for Shabbos.
Wait, so we're assuming that it's like a cigar, a
method. Durban.
Fine.
Right.
Okay. Good.
Right. Well, not according to Rabba. Rabba. That's correct. Okay. Right. We're dealing with the Rabbanon here. Right. So now, but now, before they go ahead and carve out this whole new method of being able, or I should say, formalizing a method for Klal Yisrael to follow to cook from Yontov to Shabbos, they look to the Torah and they see there's a problem, Zachreyu, that you have to remember Shabbos. Okay. So all that does is that just gives them, so to speak, the mandate to proceed, the petach, right, the opening to proceed. Now the question is, my timer, the Gemara's end question is, but 1 second, of all the methods you could think of to ensure that Shabbos isn't forgotten, why they come up with Erev Tavshilin? Why this method? What is it? What do they see in this method? Okay? Okay. So you have Machokas Rav and Ravashi. Because Rav says, what are you going to do? Rav says, Rav's concern is, and this is where the problem, Rava's problem is that they're going to forget about Shabbos, right? So what do? On Yontov, you make a big pot of chicken, and then before you serve lunch, the halacha is going to be is you take one piece out and set it aside for Shabbos. Okay? That's a chiddush. Okay. Now, according to Rava then, but we see from the Mishnah that Erev Tavshilin is done before Yontov starts on Thursday, right? So what does Rava do about that? Oh, he says, I'll tell you why. Because we're concerned people won't necessarily be so... It's double pshia, because they're already forgetting about Shabbos. Anyway, they will not be so concerned... we're concerned that people on Shabbos, on Yontif itself, won't set aside the food for Shabbos. So therefore, we'll make it so you do it on Thursday. But really, the Ikar Halacha, it's not a din in Erev Yontif, it's on Shabbos, on Yontif itself. Okay? That's Rava. Ravashi says, no. It's not a problem they're going to forget Shabbos, but the problem is they're going to be, I guess, what? Mevazi Yontif? Right? They don't have the right attitude towards Yontif. Right, so what do you gain by cooking food on Thursday for and using that as Erev Tavshilin for Shabbos? How does that save Yontov from extinction in the memory of the masses? What? So they know that
the only time it's allowed is Shabbos with special Erev Tavshilin dinner.
Right, so that so by doing that, it takes Yontov and gives it a certain sense of a chashivas. So the question is, what kind of machlokas is this? How do you have a machlokas like this? Because it sounds like it's what we call, what does it sound like? No, svaras hafuchos. Because Rava's saying the problem is, what's the problem? The problem is that you're going to have... Well, there is one nafkamina then. When Erev Tavshilin had to be done. But that's a secondary reason. And conceptually, it's very different.
Oh, fine. I meant
off. No, practically there's no nafkamina. That's correct. But conceptually, there is.
There might be later on.
Right now, there's no practical nachmina. Okay.
There is none.
There is none. Conceptually, there is, because according to Ravashi, Ravashi's saying that Erev Tavshilin has to take place before Yontov, and Rav is saying no. You can have it on. You can make it on Yontov itself. And just because people are going to kind of mess it up, that we do it on Erev Yontov. According to Rav, a guy can do it on Yontov itself. But what kind of machlokas is this? Because Rav is saying it's a problem in Shabbos, and Ravashi is saying it's a problem in Yontov. They can't get their facts straight. What's going on over here? How do we define this problem? Is there a great answer?
I hope so.
Okay. What do you say?
Okay. What's that? Coming to the gym.
I'm just showing why the Erev Tishah is advantageous to the first one.
Okay. Right. In other words, the corner of Ravashi, what's Ravashi saying? Rava's easy. Rava's going to say it's the Maisa of setting aside the food, right? That, what do you call it? That will ensure that I have Kavach Shabbos,
right? Right.
No, because he holds you can do an Anyant of itself.
You should be able to.
You should be able to. I know, just for some reason why you don't, right? Meaning, it's just that it's the act per se. It's that, oh, I cook food, I'm setting this aside. So by doing the act, so that's Ravashi. So Ravashi is going to say, in order to ensure there's a production of a positive haloshem of kavod yantov, right? The cooking process itself, that's the key. Not the maisa of setting aside, but the process of bishul must begin when? Before yantov starts, right?
So you're saying that you can begin the process. Then
you are.
You can then continue on.
As I said, no one seems to like this line, but you're creating a different continuum, so to speak, within Yantov that connects your Shabbos to Thursday. When you're cooking food on Friday for Shabbos, even though the day is Yantov, you're cooking process. No, one process.
One for Yantov, one for Shabbos.
You don't need to. You don't have to do one before Yantov for Yantov, because you can cook on Yantov itself. You understand? You're right, technically. If a guy was cooking for Yontov 2 on Thursday, you're right. But I'm saying, but Yontov doesn't have that restriction. Shabbos does. Now, I don't know why. I can't answer ultimately as far as the Fuchos thing. But it is interesting, but I can see where both problems emerge from. Because on the one hand, you could see why someone would look at.
I don't know why anyone has a problem with the other opinion.
What was I saying? But I can see both problems. In other words, why would you say. I'm just saying, you could take one step at least. You could say, why would you say there would be a problem with them. Wait. Why would you say there would be a problem with them. Not being mechabed Shabbos, and why would you say there's a problem with them not being mechabed Yontov? So I could see where both problems would emerge from, because on the one hand we know that Shabbos really is what more kadosh. So you can see someone saying, "I got to focus on Shabbos." On the other hand, it's also true. But the nature of Yontov itself, no. But I'll tell you why. No. But the nature of Yontov itself. Right, that right. No, the other one also fits in. Because the nature of the yunt of it... No, I thought you said Rava, right?
Rava fits in the Shmuel
well. Yeah, Rava fits in the Shmuel well, because Rava holds, they're going to forget Shabbos. No! No. Listen. If you're worried they're going to forget Shabbos, so... Yeah, sorry, right. Ravash is going to say, since Shabbos is a greater level of Kedusha, so of course they're going to, what do you call it, it's natural for them to put Shabbos on a higher pedestal than Yontov. On the other hand, you can argue that the experiential aspect of Yontov itself, right, will naturally detract from Shabbos. Because what do you do on Yontov? What? That's also true. One comes before, as the Ramban says in this week's Parsha, Moed's about... The Bnei Yisrael coming together and eating and drinking.
Are you saying that my lack of cover for Yom Tov will produce a?
Just one. This is one of the few times where we have to consult and recognize so we don't get too lost. We paskin like Ravashi, okay. So therefore, don't ask when we do these Gemaras how the Gemaras work out according to Rava. To Tucker's credit, he did his best to try to work Rava out, but at a certain point in time,
it broke down.
And that's why we have to double. Okay, it's much easier now. So you see where it says by the way, if you ever want to do this, the Gemara that we're skipping over is a great Gemara. It's Gemara Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem. It's over here. Okay. Yes, we're all laid off.
Yes. I can't be in.
So Tesla and I'm off. The Gemara then says in Beitza, Osa Adam Tashlam Erev Yom Tov. So Amar Abaye. It's like two-thirds of the way down. On Tesla and I'm off.
Amar Abaye.
The exception is...
Yeah. Amar Abaye. Lo Shanim. Ella,
then
you get pass.
Astonishing. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, I'm going to lay it out for you as easy as possible. You would have thought when it says Tafshil, that Tafshil means what? Anything that was subjected to, more technical. Something that went from not edible to edible through heat, right? That should include pas. No, Kamash Malan, that it excludes pas. Why? What's the problem with pas? Why not? By the way, you should be. So now the Gemara wants to know what's what's the problem with pas? Right, my shnah pas to low. Why can't I use pas? Why not? Elema. Don't dimilefes, but you know, which is what? Upas lo malifta. What does that mean? No, you guys prepare this. What does that mean?
Oh, it's routinely used.
Okay, routinely used. So you would think the reason. So what's the problem with pas? This is the first thing we have to define. Again, why couldn't I use pas? I should be able to use pas. Pas is tafshil in the sense that something's. No, you can't use it because it is something that is routine. It's normal.
We'll give any kavakia.
Good. Give me some svara. What was the halacha maskana then?
Oh,
Rashi says hilchah lo mucha milsahi. Sherei b'chol yom yishlachem. It won't be evident. If I use bread, it's not going to be evident that it's who cares? You would think that the very fact the thing itself is cooked, by definition, will produce this objective, right? Exactly. Cooked means objectified means the very fact that this thing was subject to being cooked, that produces our desired objective. That's enough. So what's the chiddush? No. Much ain mucha milsa. Mucha milsa. Who cares about that? But why can't you say the fact that it's cooked alone? The fact that it was cooked alone should produce the result. What's mucha milsa here? What do I care if the, what do you call it, the thing was right, Tucker? What do I care if the thing is a mucha milsa or not? So it's not enough in the act of cooking per se that you produce the uniqueness. Rather, the object itself must have that property. In other words, it must be extant in the thing itself, right? That this thing is my Erev Tav Shilom. Okay?
I can't say that laugh, but actually.
Let's not forget, before we skip ahead, the Mishnah. What?
Betchila. Sorry.
Right.
Betchila in a snow. No,
right. So if I lost any of it or was eaten, right? If I lost of it, let's say I lost it, so then I can't cook off of it, right? So there's a havmina there though. You would think what? You would think even if I lost it, no. You would think if I lost it and I made it before Yanta, I should still be able to cook.
That if I lost, I think I can never get
good. So the Mishnah is saying what? The Mishnah is saying that there's a chiddush here. Because you would think that once I make my area of Tafshilin, I'm done. What? Right, I should be done. So you have the chiddush is? No, it still has to be there. It's a very important point, by the way, because it's an important point because the whole question comes up. Can you keep your area of Tafshilin, like, for instance, in the refrigerator? Someone even say that, like, it should be out the entire time to see it, to build, to cook off of it. No.
It's abstract. See, I don't see any implication either way with the Mishnah.
What's the Havi Maskana? No,
whether or not the Vice of the Machirs it or the Chetz of the Machirs.
Right, so if you say, if I make the Eir of Tafshilin, if I make the Eir of Tafshilin, once I make it, so now the Machir comes into existence, right?
Okay,
now, but what's the next move in the Gemara now? Now the Gemara comes along, Tzvi. Now the Gemara comes along and says, yeah, but what about Daisa? It's easy. Right?
One thing in the Mishnah first. I would think that if on Shabbos it got destroyed, you couldn't keep going. Well, but this is if some.
What do you mean on Shabbos? You can't cook on Shabbos.
On Yom Tov. See, like, again, if on Yom Tov you had it, and then let's say somebody can eat it on Yom Tov itself, I would think it's awesome.
Right? You would think, what do you mean it's awesome? Right. You would not be able to do it.
The Maskana, it seems like as long as in the beginning of Yom Tov it was extant.
Oh, no, I thought it was being lost on Yom Tov.
Correct.
It's a bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, it's extant.
Actual.
I don't know. We'll get to that. Okay. So what does the Gemara say by Daisa?
Corner Rashi.
The Ha Daisa.
Nami Delo.
Melifta. But what is he by Daisa?
Oh, yeah. It's on you.
What's Halacha by Daisa? How do we treat Daisa? It's also what?
Third factor. It also works there.
Ah, beautiful.
Right? Daisa also works for Erev Tav Shilin, right? And meaning that's, but yet it's what?
Yet it's, no one has that with bread. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yes. So what's Daisa? Daisa is what? Daisa is grits.
We did it backwards.
Right? Daisa is grits, right?
Yeah, no, we skipped the next section.
Whatever. It's going to work out the same way. It's just like flipping. Fine. So Daisa are grits, right? So what do you see? You see that Daisa can be used for Erev Tav Shilin, yet it has what in it? It's considered like lacham. Remember, from the Mizono shear, you guys remember that, right? What are grits?
Fried grain thing.
Conceptually?
I don't even know what they are.
Bad bread.
No. In other words, pre-bread. In other words, there's bread, and then there's two... Farina, right? There's two potential expressions, of the two things that could happen to it. Either you could say the bread's been made, but then it's been corrupted. That's pas baba kisnan. Or you could say, no, the process to begin making bread has begun, but we stopped it. So it's pre-bread. That's farina. Farina is, there's been something done to this, to these five grains, one of the five grains. The process has begun, but it never becomes bread itself. That's like bran flakes also. Okay? Yeah, that's a funny thing. I don't know. You want to find that? No. Okay.
Find that?
Yeah. Okay. So what do you see? So it's me. So what do you see? So you see that daisa is a considered common, right? And yet you can use it for Erev Tav Shilin. How's that possible? Okay. All right. So what do you say? Wait, so what's the Havi Maskana here? No? What's the Havi Maskana here? Okay, no, I don't care which way you want to go. To be quiet. I don't care which way you want to go. Facts like this. Fact is like this. The question is, when it comes to daisa, I don't care whether you learn, you can't use it or can't use it. The point is this. You would, a simple way to learn. You would think that daisa, it's a commonly eaten food. It's common. So on the one end, you would say, therefore, it should not work as Erev Tav Shilin. It's like bread.
I thought daisa is not.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, no, but
daisa is not, but grain. Rabbi Chananel says, it's beautiful. He says, aval pas. Where is it? Hold on. Got my eyes. Yeah, this is kolomar hadaisa pasi. It's like pas.
Yes.
Okay,
in
so
a
no.
Sense, you don't need it with pas. That's why it's like.
It's a romantic kiss.
No, what do you mean? We're not arguing. In other words, on the one hand, this thing has a chalosh shema pas. So you can't, you should be able to use it. On the other hand, daisa is like other non, it's not, it's, it'd be mocha milsa. Okay. So what's the having of maskana? It should be easy to define. Which is what? No, that's the overall problem. What's specifically going on here? That I agree with. So what are we saying though? Do we go by what? Better. You can say deeper than that. You can say better than that. Let's get it better. Better. What would you say? When we say the issue of mocha milsa, what do we go by? Do you go by the dish? Exactly, or the ingredients. Exactly. If you go by the shame, this thing is daisa. If you go by the ingredients, what is it? Lechem. That's it. Simple. Last case now. Adashim. Now, that's very interesting. It says, Tani Rav Chia. This is a great case. Adashim. The lentils. Yes. So Rav Chia says what? Adashim. Shh. Adashim. No. Close. You're right. It's at the bottom of the pot. Okay? So what happened? So I made this big lentil soup. And at the very bottom of the pot, I have, like, let's say, a few remaining lentils, okay? Scraps. So the Gemara says, Somachalayim Mishumar Eru Tashulin. Okay. So you could, okay, again, setting up, simple Havi Maskana, forget the Kazayas thing for a second. So you would have thought that, what? You would have thought I can't rely on it, right? And it makes a lot of sense why I can't rely on it, because... Yeah, when I made the soup, but I wasn't thinking about Shabbos. I was thinking about making a soup on Thursday, whatever. Kamash Balan, that no, I can still rely on these lentils that I had no intention of making for my Erev Tav Shilin whatsoever to use a... I didn't change it. Well, I didn't have any das. Well, oh, that's important.
Oh, yeah, isn't the person important?
Right. It was left over without any intention, right? Somach lam, me'erev yantov, on Thursday, l'shem eruv. I can now say these lentils, which I never, when I made them, when they became edible, never were done with the das for Erev Tav Shilin, and I can now say these are a function of my eruv.
I'm assuming you are, you do.
In the process of making the lentils edible, there was never an intention that should be used for Erev Tav Shilin. So the chiddush is that, but now I could take these cooked lentils and say, now, okay, what's the high in Maskana?